Lonely Planet Travel Guide in Fraud Scandal. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The Lonely Planet Travel Guide Company has been rocked by claims of poor research and low pay. Author Thomas Kornstam, writer of nearly a dozen Lonely Planet guides, has revealed all in a book of his own about life as a freelance travel writer. In Do Travel Writers Go to Hell, he tells a warts and all account of his 3 years in South America. He confesses that he made up large parts of the Lonely Planet book on Brazil and didn't even visit Colombia. They didn't pay me enough to go to Colombia, he said. He revealed, I wrote the book in San Francisco. I got the information from a chick I was dating, an intern in the Colombian consulate. He claims he spent more time chasing women and accepting gifts from restaurant owners than checking on train timetables and menus. He also said he had to sell drugs to make ends meet while on the road. Lonely Planet's publisher is unhappy at Kornstam's claims that many guidebook writers do not check their facts because they have to finish their book before they run up credit card debts. This seems to contradict the company website, which says all Lonely Planet guidebooks are the result of on-the-ground research and draw from the collective knowledge of a global travel community. If it's in the guidebook, our authors have been there. Other Lonely Planet writers support Kornstam. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported an email from Jean Oliver, writer of the guides to France, Germany and Croatia, who said, "You are begging authors to cut corners or to help finance the book out of their own pocket." Lonely Planet said it had reviewed Kornstam's guidebooks but did not find any inaccuracies in them.